Okay, here we go. End of the week. Nothing to perk you up and get you ready for the weekend like a good trivia question from Mr. Kiger.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. That's
today's right. Abe's birthday.
Mm-hmm. President's Day coming up Monday. Right. I think so.
I don't know. Shout out to UNC Gymnastics. Derek Galvin and his fine troop of athletes will be hosting NC State, who has a good gymnastics program as well.
Yeah.
And William & Mary. It's going to be tonight at 7 o'clock over at Fetzer Gym or over at Carmichael.
And Freddie Kiger will be there demonstrating how to do
On the uneven on the bars. Uneven bars.
Yeah.
The vault.
You've been in a lot of uneven bars.
Truth remains that both of us have been.
That's right.
Did you ever go in the old shack?
I don't think I did.
That was an uneven bar. Holy, yeah. The floor was made of dirt.
Yeah.
Sloping and...
I think that was...
The whole building leaned.
That was kind of before my time here.
Yep. The shack came down. It used to sit, for those of you who are not aware of an old institutional watering hole from the 50s and 60s and what have you, was right off Rosemary Street, kind of across the parking lot from the Investor's Title parking lot.
Yeah.
Where old Kirkpatrick's used to be in that, where now a hair salon.
Exactly, over next to where the men's homeless shelter has been for a very long time.
Yeah, the shack, where they filmed a scene in there for the movie Three in the Attic.
Oh, I know. I love that movie.
Yvette Mimieux.
Paxton Quigley. That's right. The course. That was a good movie, man.
It was a good movie.
Dean Jones.
Yeah, and you know what? This is also the anniversary of another day.
What's that?
Hinton James arrived.
Oh.
The first student. And so we're going to do a question about Hinton James.
He got here about the same time as you did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He beat me by a couple of hours.
He was a faster walker.
Yeah, I took a left in Graham and got lost for a while.
I can understand that. Oh, well. What kind of question do you
have? All right. On this day, Hinton James arrived from down east, down around the Wilmington area, to become the first student at UNC Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a residence hall named for him.
Of course.
James got here in the 1795 to be precise. A little bit of a question that I usually kind of stay away from, but today because of Lincoln and Hinton James, what decade witnessed the completion of Hinton James Residence Hall?
Yeah, it's an old one, that's for sure.
If some of you folks out there who, like me, lingered around after you graduated and got your degree or degrees, maybe you lived on South Campus, which students used to joke, they still have to walk about as far as Hinton James to get to class.
That's right.
Hinton James Residence Hall, what decade witnessed the completion of the residence hall name for the student who arrived this day, 1795?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know what decade Hinton James dorm was completed?
Yes.
The construction.
Yes.
I'm going to say the 50s.
You're close.
1950s, 1960s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 1960s.
Yeah.
The 10-story structure was built in 1967.
Yeah.
Summer of Love.
Yeah.
And of course, once housed Roy Williams.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know who else it once housed?
Who?
You know what I think of when I think of Hinton James? Dr. Alan Mask. I knew Dr. Alan Mask. He's from
Alan and I are good
Rockingham.
Buddies.
He took over my radio job I was at WAYN in Rockingham. He took the job after I left.
Uh-huh.
We were in college.
Yeah.
And I see Alan once in a while. And of course, everybody sees him on Channel 5.
Of course.
On WRAL, but he lived in Hinton James dorm, and I remember going there one time. I wasn't going to school in Carolina, but I remember driving to Chapel Hill one day and visiting him. He was at Hinton James.
Yep. Alan's a good man.
I always think of that. Yeah, great guy. Great
family.
We
were in the same Order of the Grail together.
That's right.
He's a good guy. He does a great job.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And he used to live over on North Street for a while.
Yeah. He's been at WRAL-TV for a very long time. Unlike me, he does not have the perfect face for radio. He's got a good face for TV as well.
Well, he does, and he's very charismatic on the camera.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
As you are, sir, at the microphone.
Well, Thank you.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We say good luck to the Heels, who are playing on Sunday against Pitt. So a lot of stuff going on. Gymnastics tonight, Hinton James Day, Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Go celebrate. Do something.
Exactly. Celebrate, and dance to the music.
And stay warm. Pull your socks up. It's going to be cold this weekend.